The first Texas agribusiness development team arrived in Ghazni province in May 2008. Using satellite photographs, the first team honed in on a place called Nawar. It's a vast tract of open land in the Hazaran tribal region. The soldiers quickly developed an ambitious plan, a Great Plains-style industrial farm high in the Afghan mountains. Colonel Dan Harris is the commander of the second ADT team. He says the first team's plan initially looked promising.
Texas ADT 1 got here, did a quick assessment of the Hazaran areas, and they saw all that great land up there. It's like 30 miles long and 10 miles wide, and it's flat. It's great rangeland. And they looked at that and said, you know, wheat's important here. Let's turn this into a huge wheat farm, but not just wheat farm, but a wheat seed production.
The first ADT intended to plant 20,000 acres. They planned to fly giant combines by helicopter into this remote, impoverished region. The first team estimated the farm would cost $7.5 to $9 million. Colonel Harris says when the second ADT arrived in the spring of 2009, the agricultural specialist began to reappraise the wheat seed farm project.
When we went up there and did our analysis of the same area, we found out that the elevation is about 11,000 feet. The growing season is extremely short.
Lieutenant Brad Clark is from Belton, Texas. He's a range specialist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service in civilian life, and an agricultural specialist for the second ADT. Clark says his team discovered other facts about Nawar that impacted the wheat seed project.
The Nawar district is a high mountain desert, and it's more suited to grazing animals and utilization of the high pastures as opposed to farming. It's one of the better grazing areas, was the best grazing area in Ghazni province.
Sergeant Alex Stewart is the second team's hydrologist. He's a university professor in civilian life. Stewart said the Nawar soil isn't suitable for farming.
The soils there aren't your typical kind of soils. They have a tendency to be saline and have a lot of chemicals in them.
Then there was the ownership problem. Lieutenant Clark says the open land that the first ADT thought was available for Texas-sized agricultural development was actually communally owned rangeland for the tribesmen's sheep, goats, and cattle.
It's basically all community grazing areas, and that gets real complicated when you start involving the different villages and tribes. I can tell you they have the system worked out. There's no fences, this is my land, this is your land, at least not on the surface.
Colonel Harris says the Nawar wheat seed project simply had too many obstacles.
There's no power up there, there's no combines, there's no silos, there's no university presence up there to monitor all of this. And we just said, okay, that's just a bridge too far.
So the second ADT team sorted through the options for Nawar. Colonel Harris says they hit on an Afghan-appropriate sustainable development project.
We want to put a livestock center of excellence in there, artificial insemination clinic, a veterinary clinic, lots of things related to livestock.
So there was a false start with a wheat seed farm that didn't bear fruit. But the Texas agribusiness development teams are now focused on working with Hazaran herdsmen to improve their livestock and rangeland management. Colonel Harris says after their experience, the ADT knows there are no easy answers in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, even easy is hard.
Reporting from Ghazni Province, Afghanistan, I'm Douglas Wissing, KUT News.